Congress responsible for so much of the shit that has happened, and the reason why is because it's clear, and I don't want to get too deep, but it's clear that the 14th Amendment, which was specifically written towards black people, has not worked, and it's not going to continue to work. All of this equal protection bullshit, all of the clauses in the Constitution, none of that shit means anything. Excuse my French, to all the listeners, I do think that we need to be separate but equal, and separate in a sense meaning that we need to be classified as a, you know, basically, like, how could I put it? Because I don't really feel it, right? In terms of
like a protected class of
citizens.
I don't necessarily agree with that, because I feel as though that makes us a target to different things, and I feel
let me finish my point. I feel as if the equal protection, the judicial system, all of that has not been played to us, period. So if you're not getting justice one way, at least incentivize and say, hey, if anybody kill these people, death penalty. If you kill each other, death penalty. So it hence incentivizes us who have shed a lot of blood. And America's not even 500 years old, and we've already been shed so much blood in this soil and this ground that we're embedded. So at least what Congress in the United States can do is make us a protected group of people and say, hey, given their history, their nature of being in this country, and how, you know, systematically they've been outcast, we have to protect them, you know, and make them a protected people. Now, it makes us being like a target. That's kind of like, my opinion, that's kind of like we already are. But at least...
I get what you're saying, but like, personally, I just don't... I don't know. I don't necessarily agree that we need to... Like, for example, you had mentioned, like, they should... you know, if you kill your own or you kill somebody that's black, then you, like, first of all, like, you know, there's already studies that, like, capital punishment, that doesn't deter crime, you know. So I just feel like, if anything, that would be an increase of people trying to use.
But I'll tell you what, you know how people think, so I would rather people in a set this precedence that it's okay to kill somebody who's jogging up a fucking neighborhood. You know, I would rather a person, you know, let it publicly be known, like, hey, if you kill this person who's a protected, he's in a protected class, then this will be the consequence. Now, it might not deter crime, but like I said, I would rather a person have the opportunity to think twice than just think that it's okay to, oh, this is a black guy, like Trayvon Martin, where you once again drop the ball on that one. That's what I'm saying when I...
What I want to say about that is that this is like, you know, for example, we have examples of that throughout history and current modern times. I mean, you know, technically the Native Americans are a protected class. Technically, let me finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
Technically, the Aboriginals in Australia are a protected class of citizens, but you see how they fared under that. You know, so I'm kind of concerned about that, because I feel like, you know, it's like the other shoe, or, you know, you'd be waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm quite sure the Native Americans, when they first were told that they're a protected class of people, are essentially, and I don't know if there's any term that says that they're a protected class, but I just, in general, in terms of, like, they, you know, have the reservations, and they were relegated to that. Like, it probably seemed like a great deal of time, but then we see, you know, throughout history that that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just feel like...
Native American people as a prime example. I'll put it to you this way. They came out on top. If you think about it, I'm not saying
they really did it. Because if you talk to anybody that's Native American,
I'm friends with a girl who's a part of the Pasquayaki tribe. And she talks about how it's a lot of racism within a tribe, and they have their tribal differences and things of that nature. But I'll put it to you this way. Economically, they did get the opportunity to say, well, hence, you gave us all of this sovereign land, and we can't grow crops on it, we can't grow vegetation, no irrigation on it. But however, the United States government did allow them to have and form their own gaming communities, where hence, okay, black and white Americans and people who are classified as 14th Amendment citizens go in there every day, spend money, and even though that some of that money might not trickle down to everybody in the tribe, at least them as a people and as a people in society got something.
We walked away and out of slavery without a goddamn thing. That's why.
No, I don't know about that, because what I will say is this, okay? Though that's particular groups of Native American tribes. You gotta remember, well, yeah, there's hundreds of tribes. But let me finish, Dre. Okay, so you know that's that particular tribe. But first of all, you know, a lot of the way that their money is managed, people that live on the reservations, they don't have access to a lot of resources. And if you think about it, also, there's because of corruption, but also if you think about it, you know, it costs a lot of money to have healthcare and everything for all these different type of people. So even if you're making a lot of money from the gaming industry, you know, who's to say that if you have all these different people that need all these different social services and all the assistance that you're able to afford those things.
But that's them. They got something, is what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is that is that really anything? Because if you think about it, even today,
what did we get?
Let me finish what I'm saying, Dre. If you look at the statistics, there's way more black billionaires than there's hardly any black Native American billionaires. So did they really get the, in the grand scheme of things, they really didn't get a piece of the pie. And if you think about it, that's one tribe. But if you look at, you know, like I have a friend that's part of the Apache tribe, and that's one of, you know, they don't have a lot of casinos and whatnot like a lot of the other ones here in Arizona have. So like they don't, their income doesn't draw from that, so like they're not able to get. So I think about, that's one group that's pretty large here. And
you have the
not all of them. What I'm saying is, Dre, not all of them participate.
I understand. I get it too.
When you research the history on it too, what people don't realize is that a lot of these reservations, they still have to pay taxes to the government for that land. Even though it's their land, they have to pay money, because and the government forces them to be able to do
it. Let me finish.
You're not letting me talk. They don't let them, like, for example, the government wants to use that land for anything, such as fracking, such as power lines. They don't have a say in that a lot of the time. That's why they had that whole controversy where people were going up to the northern part of the country and protesting and whatnot, because they were doing all this construction and whatnot up there, and they didn't have a say in it, and they don't get to part. Now, if the government was real, they would allow Native Americans to make money off of the fact that they're utilizing their land for fracking and things that actually are detriment to the land there. The United States government is making millions of dollars off of all these different types of infrastructure that they're putting in place, as far as dams, as far as fracking, as far as construction, as far as power lines, and they don't see a dime of that. So I'm arguing that that's not true. As in the grand scheme of things, most of those tribes don't get that money. They don't. A lot of these tribes don't participate in the casino industry and whatnot. So no, they got the bottom end of the stick. And I feel as though if we try to go into some kind of protected class type of thing, what you think gonna happen to black people? We're already there's way more black billionaires, there's way more black millionaires.
Well, let me get my point off. I kind of let you rock out. Let me get my point off. Okay.